This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A Trump rally occurred, huge rally. They tried to set it down, but they couldn't set it down. You can't keep a good man down. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Can't keep a good man down. Joe Biden's still in the bunker. Joe, I would love to see, I would love to see the Democrats go, Joe Biden's going to have an event. It's going to be in New York. It's going to be in Chicago. It's going to be in L.A. Get your tickets. Everybody, step up, step right up. Go get to see the freak Joe Biden, the freaky dicky Joey fingers. There is nothing Joe Biden can do to get people to come see him. Nothing. But they want you to believe this guy can win. They want you. They're either going to poll you to death. They're going, ooh, he's undefeated in the polls. He cannot lose in the polls. Are they going to scare you with, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, something along these lines? They got to either, it's all about fear. I got to make you believe you have no way to beat Joe Biden. How could you possibly beat Joe Biden with a man that has done everything Trump has done? All the things that that man has done. Like, save the economy twice. Get our money back from NATO and make our partners pay their bills. That Donald Trump. Negotiate separate trade agreements that actually benefit America. What? Do opportunity zone. I told the White House I wouldn't do another opportunity zone. I would say I'm not implementing opportunity zone so you can burn them down. I'll just redirect. I'll go to the Latinos. That's what Donald Trump should do. I mean, he's an interesting guy. I mean, he's got some spunk, but he wouldn't say that. I would tell him that. I would say to black folks, look, I'm here trying to give you opportunity zones, and every time a black man gets killed by a cop, even when it's warranted, y'all want to burn stuff down. I ain't putting an opportunity zone in there with you silly Negroes. Forget it. I'm going to take it over here to the Mexicans. And if they do something crazy, I'll go over to the Asians because they know what to do. Worst case scenario, I will build where white people are. Don't make me do it, but I'll do it. Oh, man, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We have a lot of fun in this program. I hope you do, too. I hope you tell people about it, because that's how we grow. We had a spike last week, boy. Whew, we had a big spike. It excited us, but it only lasted a day. We got four times the traffic for radio. And it wasn't like that show was any better than the others, because let's face it, all these shows are pretty doggone good. Or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be telling your friends. Right, Corey? I know you're listening out there, Corey, because you download the show every day. We talked about it. You and I talked. By the way, I hope your mom's doing better. Really do. She's such a sweetheart. Love that woman. Margaret, our prayers are with you. We respond back to our friends. They know. I know they listen to the program. We respond back to people that once you write to us and you say, Kev, I'm in. I'm all in, baby. We're like, we got you. We got you. We're right there with you. We start loving and caring for you immediately. Did you see my friend Brandon Tatum? He did a video about cops, and it was so passionate. I sent Brandon a note. I said, man, dude, it almost made me cry. I mean, I didn't tear up, but I could feel that sensation, you know, because it was so heartfelt. Brandon was saying, when a cop responds to help you, he doesn't care about your past. He doesn't care what you've done. He's just there to solve the problem. And he's willing to put his life on the line for a complete stranger. I mean, you got to see it. Brandon knocked it out of the park, man. And I feel much the same. You come to this program, I don't care what you've done. Look, I look at it as you're trying to get some level of redemption. Not that I can give it to you per se, but you, because we're all flawed. I'm a Christian. I'm a flawed Christian. Dude, oof, flawed. I'm not a bad, I don't consider myself a bad person, but I'm not worthy of the grace that God gives me every day. I'm not. Not because I'm out killing and murdering and raping or whatever else, but just because I'm a flawed individual. You've heard my views. But see, I don't apologize for them. You know my views. If I'm a cop and you go for my gun, I'm shooting you. Period. I did a tweet the other day that should go into brainy quotes. And you know what my tweet was? There is a moment when an attack, when a criminal attacks, I said it very, you know, I wrote it nicely, okay? But I mean in a good way, not the way I'm going to explain it. You know, because I don't know if I'll get it as eloquent as I did when I wrote it. But I essentially said when a cop is under attack by a criminal, there comes a point where the police officer stops being a police officer and starts being a citizen of the world. And if when I stop being a police officer and I become a citizen of the world, I will choke you out and I will break your neck. End of story. Now, God may still be working on me. I'll admit it. He may say, Kev, don't kill him. Just choke him out. Okay, God, but he better be whispering in my ear in that moment, because I'm telling you, I'm not taking any prisoners. That's too many. Have you watched what's going on in this crazy world? Have you watched this? Donald Trump had his thing in Tulsa. They wanted to stop it. They went to court to stop it. Why? Because they don't want you celebrating the greatness of somebody who's done an amazing thing for this country selflessly. Selflessly, Donald Trump has. And they want to stop it. They want to stop you. I'll play this clip when we come back. This Black Lives Matter lady, she tells you exactly. They want to teach this nonsense in school. She tells you exactly what their agenda is. And you're going to sit there, you're going to shake your head and go, Kevin, I didn't just hear that. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter, not co-funder, co-founder. A white boy funded it. And she tells you exactly what she wants to do. Do you think you fit in the picture? These racists want to get ahead and they want to make white folks subservient because they want to go back in history and say, look at what you did. We have a project coming up that's going to undo that. But it is a dangerous world out there with the way leftists are. And we are allowing this to happen by shutting up. We're afraid to put the Trump sticker on our car. We're afraid to wear the MAGA hat, etc. Let me tell you what, when you wear the MAGA hat, arm yourself. Wear it and arm yourself and say, essentially let people know, you mess with this, these colors don't bleed. They don't run and they don't bleed, right? You mess with this, you're in trouble. That's what we should be doing. But we got all this craziness going on. We got people. Have you seen the number of statues that have been destroyed? They destroyed a statue of Ulysses S. Grant, the dude who beat up the South, the Northern general. They don't even think these clowns knew what they were doing. They pulled down a statue it's got a cross on it. I don't know who it was, but it's some saint. They pulled that statue down. You know why? Because they want to destroy religion. That's why. So you get thousands of people going to see Donald Trump, and that's a threat to them because they know what that signifies. Joe Biden can't get it. Nobody, no Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tell you what, boy, you white folks, y'all are easy to get defensive. I had a friend of mine, we talked the other day. She listens to the program, so she knows who I'm talking about. And she's like, Kevin, I don't know what to do. It was funny because right after I talked to her, I talked to a childhood buddy of mine who sent me a text. And the text essentially says, Kevin, I'm no racist. We grew up together, man. I never thought of you as black, but I'm feeling conflict. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. White people out there conflicted. You know what you're conflicted about? You're going, wait a minute, I agree. That shouldn't have happened to George Floyd, but why are they rioting? Why are they still against me, the other side of this? George Soros has poured a lot of money, folks, to destroy the white America. You know, capitalism, limited government, traditional values, blah, blah, blah. Boy, they have done a number on you. I have friends that don't have a racist bone in their bodies. They don't hang out with me because I'm black, you know, we are of like mind, body, spirit. We are one America, right? An unhyphenated America. And they're calling me, they're texting me, and they're going, man, Kevin, I'm feeling guilty. And I asked my buddy, his name is Tommy, I said, Tommy, why would you possibly feel guilty? I go, I know you. I know you from freaking 8 years old up to now. Why would you feel guilty? He doesn't have an answer. I said, because you've been trained to feel guilt. It's programmed in you. It's in your DNA. That's the thing. When people ask me, Kevin, how are we going to win? I go, you got to get that stuff that's in your DNA that is now, you know, sucked onto your DNA. You got to get rid of that. It's irradiated. You ever been radiation poisoning? Worst kind of poisoning you can get. Completely breaks down your DNA structure. That is exactly what leftism does. It is the worst kind of nuclear radiation you could possibly get because it destroys your DNA. It makes you think you aren't who you are. It distorts your view of yourself. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Radiation poisoning. Doesn't take long. You're toast. White American values. The guy was writing this. He says white doesn't even mean Caucasian. And the radical construction, it means anyone of a race, creed, nationality, color, sex, or sexual preference who embraces these beliefs, which to the radical left are irredeemably evil, anyone who aligns with them is white in spirit and thus equally guilty of white crimes. In other words, if you believe in capitalism and limited government and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and traditional core values, etc., you are white. That's why, you know, black folks like me get called all kinds of names, even though I can prove to you that the step and fetch it Negro is the other side. It is the leftist who just, the black leftist who goes along to get along. Oh, and they talk about the collective. Oh, Kevin, this is about the collective, man. The black man has a collective problem. No, you don't. Every problem that you have as an individual. And you're not going to convince this black man that I need to be part of a collective. The only collective that I'm part of is the American collective. Because I can promise you, there are millions of examples of black folks who work independently. And everything's good. Oh, but if we don't work together as one, then we cannot get ahead. Whatever. You know, if you want to convince yourself of that nonsense, go for it. Not going to convince me. This writer writes, the Black Lives Matter movement carries this narrative to unprecedented heights, observes Simpson, claiming that only whites can be racist, and while justifying violence to achieve social justice, the movement's goal is to overthrow our society and to replace it with a Marxist one. Many members of the black community, especially business owners, church members, religious leaders, would be shocked to learn that the intellectual godfathers of this movement are mostly white communists, queers, leftist Democrats, intent on making blacks into cannon fodder for the radical leftist revolution brewed by the money of a Nazi collaborator, and they're talking about George Soros. That part right there is what you need to tell people. I give you jewels on the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, it's thekevinjacksonshow.com. 5 days a week, you can listen to the podcast. Some places they got it on the weekends. Do it and tell people about it. All right? 844-551-8255. Tell black leftists when they come up to you with all this racism, say, hey, interesting that you should know white people are behind your movement. Powerful white folks are the reason why you are spewing this nonsense to me. Are you aware of that? It is the Communist Party. It is the LGBT. It is leftist Democrats like Pelosi and Schumer and all that. That is who are the rulers of your plantation. And you happily are on it. They think it's run by, you know, some Malcolm X or something. They think it's Farrakhan or somebody over this. Ask them to go to the source. Ask them for one second, say, where do you think the money comes from that funds your stuff? BLM, look, I'm going to tell you, I could be filthy rich if I was on the left, if I was just taking money from folks. I could be filthy rich. George Soros would love to get a hold of a guy like me and give me some money. Because I can make, if y'all, my friends had called me up feeling guilty, I'd have y'all commit suicide. Shoot. Man. Oh, can you imagine the junk I could spew with my gift? But I won't do it. But see, these black sellouts, they'll take that money. They'll take that money and they'll make you feel guilty. And the cycle continues. And don't ask me why. I don't know why Dr. Evil would want to see something, except, you know, maybe it's some long lost piece of history that George Soros or somebody else is about. And by the way, I don't care if it's George Soros or if it's Hillary Clinton. As far as I'm concerned, it's the white leftists that are in our faces that are doing it. Nancy Pelosi pulls more black strings of puppet strings than most people I know. She can tell Clyburn something and he will jump. Man, you want to talk about a step and fetch it Negro? Let Nancy Pelosi give Clyburn some marching orders. And boy, he's like, yes, Mazel, let's go, Miss Nancy. He is a buck dancing son of a gun, boy. But Nancy Pelosi gets nothing but scorn from me. Because, see, I know the agenda. And the agenda is to demoralize blacks, get them to use them, as this guy said, as fodder. And still, but worst case, demoralize the rest of America. I tell people this in a Seeking Educational Excellence, our education initiative. I say, they don't want to just demoralize black kids. They want white kids demoralized worse than black kids. So you got two sets of demoralized kids now going through the system. That's what we have. And George Floyd's death is a perfect metaphor. What's happening in the public sector with George Floyd, where people think this is about social justice and all this, the same thing is happening right now in academia. That's all it's about. They will use the, there will be lessons taught on George Floyd. It'll be put in there with Philando Castile and Eric Garner and Michael Brown Jr. and who else. It'll all be taught as a lesson for us all about how racist America is and how careful we got to be. Fan the flames of hate. Unbelievable that we allow this type of thing to occur right before our very eyes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is searching for 15 people who attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House. The FBI in a news release saying they're trying to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property at the park. A new ABC Ipsos poll released on Friday shows an increase in people fearful getting sick from the coronavirus as several states report an uptick in cases. 76% of Americans say they're concerned with getting sick from the virus, which is up from 69% earlier this month. As the number of cases cases continues to increase, Dr. Jeanette Neshua tells Fox News, we're also starting to hear more about folks that are being tested.
For every one person that tests positive for COVID, there are 10 undiagnosed patients. So it's really a great challenge to try to manage the transmission of this virus.
And the White House Coronavirus Task Force currently holding a briefing. This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making some big changes to curb a spike in coronavirus cases. Restaurant dining rooms will remain open, but they've been dialed back to 50% capacity. Emily Knight heads the Texas Restaurant Association. She tells NBC News.
This is another setback for a sector that has taken the brunt of this, not only in Texas, but across the entire nation.
Knight also says with that cap, she's afraid that many mom-and-pop restaurants won't make it. The House is debating a measure on granting statehood to the District of Columbia. The district has no voting representation in Congress, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Norton Holmes says district residents have been fighting for voting rights for years and paid their fair share in taxes. But according to Georgia Republican Senator Jody Heiss, the Constitution is clear.
Our nation's founders made it clear that D.C. is not meant to be a state. They thought about it, they debated it, and they rejected it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Blueprint to win re-election. That's what I read an article. The guy goes, we've got to get a blueprint to win re-election. I'm thinking, really? I think the blueprint's there. The president doesn't need a blueprint to win re-election. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump set the standard in winning elections. I want you to understand, there will never be an election that gets won with the level of crookedness that Donald Trump won. Nothing in history is close. Kennedy's bringing in these ballots to help JFK beat Nixon, whatever it was, none of them. Put them all together. And they don't amount to what the Democrats tried to do to Donald Trump. And he still won. Blueprint. He set the standard. He crushed Hillary Clinton. And he's going to do the same to creepy Joey Fingers in November. Trump doesn't need counseling. He doesn't need hand-holding. He doesn't need adjudication. He doesn't need whatever. Advisors. This is a dude that understands it cold. Don't misunderstand me. He's got some good people on his team. But you got to have good stuff to work with, right? Brad Perscale, great guy. Dan Scavino. Many others. Great people. People who get it. People who are bringing a completely different kind of fight to the left. Donald Trump is such a rock star, politically speaking, we now use words like Trumpian and so on to describe our greatest achievements. If your kid wins a soccer game, Kevin, he played Trumpian. Yeah, Democrats will loathe the terms that we come up with based on Trump's name, like Trumptastic. It was Trumporific, Trumpnotic. You got any? Y'all got some? I'd be curious. We already used the Trump card, right? Let me tell you this. The Trump card will never go out of style like the race card. And the Trump card was well before Donald Trump. But there are those who call themselves conservatives, folks, who do need a blueprint. And these conservatives think they represent us, and they don't. They do not represent us. They are pikers. We need real people representing us. So I get this email regarding Trump's blueprint for success, and here's what it reads. George Patton said, if everyone in the room is thinking the same thing, that means somebody isn't thinking. Well, the only thinking men in the room have gotten it right in the Southwest, and the coastal elite are furious. Now, he's talking about the governors of Georgia and Florida. He says, nothing makes the left angrier than when reality shows everyone just how wrong they are. And it always does. They've got a particularly bad whiplash in Georgia and Florida, though they were there were the planned reopenings of those states were decried as tantamount to mass murder by the hysteric media cartels. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia was lambasted by the mainstream media as the stupidest man in America, which should have been the first indication to everyone that the exact opposite was true. They said the same about Trump. And, of course, let's not forget the praises thrown at the feet of Barack Obama at his anointment and enthronement. They should thank their lucky stars Biden came along. His incoherency has made everyone forget how much of a stuttering idiot Obama was whenever his precious teleprompter malfunctioned. By the way, Biden had a teleprompter malfunction the other day, and he started doing it. And, get it set up again. And he's actually telling people. He's in an interview with the governor of somewhere that supports him, Pennsylvania or something, that's going to endorse him. And he can't even just can't say stuff off the cuff. If Donald Trump's teleprompter were to go out, he would just start talking. It would be natural. Anyway, he goes on. Whoever the media cartel attacks is generally good for American people. Whoever they praise is the enemy of the people. Trump has made this incredibly clear. So it was quite a shock when he appeared to criticize Governor Kemp's decision to reopen Georgia. After all, Kemp and Trump both knew from the beginning what a nothing burger this virus was going to be for the vast majority of Americans. Trump's advice, always measured, got caught in the funhouse mirror of the media cartels and their pet governors around the country. A giant political brush fire started, jumping from politician to politician until everyone's hair was on fire. So this writer of this is saying Donald Trump could learn from what he did. I'm going to explain how he's wrong, but Trump had a strategy in letting the governors do what they wanted to do. But anyway, he's right that President Trump said, hey, you know, you guys might want to take some pause. Great thing for a president to do, particularly in light of the media assault that was happening around the Chinese Wuhan virus. Trump always believed that the hoopla around this thing was a hoax. Not the virus, the hoopla. But he let it go on. He let it play out. We'll find out who was smarter for doing it, because it cratered his own economy. It cratered it. Now it's coming back, and Trump is now saying, no, version 2.0. We can do it again. I'll show you. Is that going to play? Who knows? Anyway, I agree with a lot of his message, but this message is not for Trump, folks. In fact, Trump actually established the blueprint that was followed in Georgia and Florida. Not so much about when to open and opening the states, but in having the guts to act and allowing the governors to set the course and to set the timeline. Donald Trump said, the Fed's not going to get involved in a state issue. Ergo, your 10th Amendment rights are intact. I'm going to give you some guidance based on these clowns, Fauci and Burks and whoever else. They'll give you guidance. I'm going to go ahead and take this cure. I suggest you do it, but go at your own rate. I'm no dictator. Now, consider if Trump had demanded resolution either way. Leftist governors would have fought him and cried dictator if he had said, you're going to do this, and this is the way it's going to happen. And when he alluded to it, who are you? You can't tell us what to do. They immediately went that way. Republican governors would have acted as they chose, like Georgia and Florida, if the president said, it's okay, do what you want to do. And that's what they did. That's why the states are doing what they want to do. And you know what Trump knows? I'm gonna hip you into something, okay? Donald Trump knows the states that don't reopen are going to suffer. Their people will be pissed. The states that do open will thrive, and their people will be happy. And the people that are going to be happy will be happy with Donald Trump and their governors. The people who will be mad at the Democrats and those governors. He's drawing the clear lines of distinction. We call it points of demarcation. So the outcomes fall on the governors. And in the case of Georgia and Florida, things turned out great. And the things of these leftist governors, they're not going so well. Why do you think Whitmer's doing in Michigan when people are threatening to sue her? Gavin Newsom has got lawsuit after lawsuit. Chicago, Illinois, Pritzker, he's got lawsuit after lawsuits brewing. He goes on, the smoke has stopped billowing now, but the carnage is going to leave a long-standing effect in the states with the most hysterical government reactions. Meanwhile, Georgia under Kemp, Florida under DeSantis look like they're coming out of the Chinese coronavirus craziness the least hurt. Outside of major cities which continue to show reluctance to re-engage, normal Americans are rolling up their sleeves and going back to work. It's a lesson for everyone, folks. Trump has been teaching thick-skinned Republicans for years. Good instincts beat the experts every time, and be especially suspicious when everyone seems like an expert. Now Fauci and his cadre of freelance geniuses for hire are showing us all that they don't have the education to admit when they're wrong. What were they looking at? What we're looking at, he says, is a rare victory for sanity in Georgia and Florida, which means, of course, a victory for Trump and, here's the word, Trumpian Republicans who are willing to think for themselves. It should give us hope. It's more than hope. If you follow what Donald Trump says, you go with your gut, you say what it is that you mean, and go do it, you'll be fine. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. He's made politics something that people actually are going to go, say, make a promise and commit and keep the promise. That is a complete departure from the politics of the past. Promise everything, deliver nothing. Has he done everything he's supposed to do? No. Well, he has. I'm okay with that. If Donald Trump were left unencumbered, we would have done a lot of other stuff as well. But he's not unencumbered. They're going after him, and it will continue when he's reelected. Let me tell you, he set the blueprint. No question about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Blueprint to win re-election. That's what I read an article where the guy goes, we've got to get a blueprint to win re-election. I'm thinking, really? I think the blueprint's there. The president doesn't need a blueprint to win re-election. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump set the standard in winning elections. I want you to understand, there will never be an election that gets won with the level of crookedness that Donald Trump won. Nothing in history is close. Kennedy's bringing in these ballots to help JFK beat Nixon, whatever it was, none of them. Put them all together. And they don't amount to what the Democrats tried to do to Donald Trump. And he still won. Blueprint? He set the standard. He crushed Hillary Clinton. And he's going to do the same to creepy Joey Fingers in November. Trump doesn't need counseling. He doesn't need hand-holding. He doesn't need adjudication. He doesn't need whatever. Advisors. This is a dude that understands it cold. Don't misunderstand me. He's got some good people on his team. But you got to have good stuff to work with, right? Brad Perscale, great guy, Dan Scavino, many others. Great people. People who get it. People who are bringing a completely different kind of fight to the left. Donald Trump is such a rock star, politically speaking, we now use words like Trumpian and so on to describe our greatest achievements. If your kid wins a soccer game, he played Trumpian. Yeah, Democrats will loathe the terms that we come up with based on Trump's name. Like Trumptastic. It was Trumperific. Trumpnotic. You got any? Y'all got some? I'd be curious. We already used the Trump card, right? Let me tell you this. The Trump card will never go out of style like the race card. And the Trump card was well before Donald Trump. But there are those who call themselves conservatives, folks, who do need a blueprint. And these conservatives think they represent us, and they don't. They do not represent us. They are pikers. We need real people representing us. So I get this email regarding Trump's blueprint for success, and here's what it reads. George Patton said, if everyone in the room is thinking the same thing, that means somebody isn't thinking. Well, the only thinking men in the room have gotten it right in the Southwest, and the coastal elite are furious. Now, he's talking about the governors of Georgia and Florida. He says, nothing makes the left angrier than when reality shows everyone just how wrong they are. And it always does. They've got a particularly bad whiplash in Georgia and Florida, where the planned reopenings of those states were decried as tantamount to mass murder by the hysteric media cartels. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia was lambasted by the mainstream media as the stupidest man in America, which should have been the first indication to everyone that the exact opposite was true. They said the same about Trump. And of course, let's not forget the praises thrown at the feet of Barack Obama at his anointment and enthronement. They should thank their lucky stars Biden came along. His incoherency has made everyone forget how much of a stuttering idiot Obama was whenever his precious teleprompter malfunctioned. By the way, Biden had a teleprompter malfunction the other day, and he started doing, get it set up again. And he's actually telling people, and he's in an interview with the governor of somewhere that supports him, Pennsylvania or something that's going to endorse him. And he can't even just can't say stuff off the cuff. If Donald Trump's teleprompter were to go out, he would just start talking. It would be natural. Anyway, he goes on, whoever the media cartel attacks is generally good for American people. Whoever they praise is the enemy of the people. Trump has made this incredibly clear. So it was quite a shock when he appeared to criticize Governor Kemp's decision to reopen Georgia. After all, Kemp and Trump both knew from the beginning what a nothing burger this virus was going to be for the vast majority of Americans. Trump's advice, always measured, got caught in the funhouse mirror of the media cartels and their pet governors around the country. A giant political brush fire started, jumping from politician to politician until everyone's hair was on fire. So this writer of this is saying Donald Trump could learn from what he did. I'm going to explain how he's wrong, but Trump had a strategy in letting the governors do what they wanted to do. But anyway, he's right that President Trump said, hey, you know, you guys might want to take some pause. Great thing for a president to do, particularly in light of the media assault that was happening around the Chinese Wuhan virus. Trump always believed that the hoopla around this thing was a hoax, not the virus, the hoopla. But he let it go on. He let it play out. We'll find out who was smarter for doing it, because it cratered his own economy. It cratered it. Now it's coming back, and Trump is now saying, no, version 2.0, we can do it again. I'll show you. But is that going to play? Who knows? Anyway, I agree with a lot of his message, but this message is not for Trump, folks. In fact, Trump actually established the blueprint that was followed in Georgia and Florida. Not so much about when to open and opening the states, but in having the guts to act and allowing the governors to set the course and to set the timeline. Donald Trump said, the Fed's not going to get involved in a state issue. Ergo, your 10th Amendment rights are intact. I'm going to give you some guidance based on these clowns, Fauci and Burks and whoever else. They'll give you guidance. I'm going to go ahead and take this cure. I suggest you do it, but go at your own rate. I'm no dictator. Now, consider if Trump had demanded resolution either way. Leftist governors would have fought him and cried dictator if he had said, you're going to do this, and this is the way it's going to happen. And when he alluded to it, who are you? You can't tell us what to do. They immediately went that way. Republican governors would have acted as they chose, like Georgia and Florida, if the president said, it's okay, do what you want to do. And that's what they did. That's why the states are doing what they want to do. And you know what Trump knows? Let me tell you, I'm gonna hip you into something, okay? Donald Trump knows the states that don't reopen are going to suffer. Their people will be pissed. The states that do open will thrive, and their people will be happy. And the people that are going to be happy will be happy with Donald Trump and their governors. The people who will be mad at the Democrats and those governors. He's drawn the clear lines of distinction. We call it points of demarcation. So the outcomes fall on the governors. And in the case of Georgia and Florida, things turned out great. And the things of these leftist governors, they're not going so well. Why do you think Whitmer's doing in Michigan when people are threatening to sue her? Gavin Newsom has got lawsuit after lawsuit. Chicago, Illinois, Pritzker, he's got lawsuit after lawsuits brewing. He goes on, the smoke has stopped billowing now, but the carnage is going to leave a long-standing effect in the states with the most hysterical government reactions. Meanwhile, Georgia under Kemp, Florida under DeSantis look like they're coming out of the Chinese coronavirus craziness the least hurt. Outside of major cities which continue to show reluctance to re-engage, normal Americans are rolling up their sleeves and going back to work. It's a lesson for everyone, folks. Trump has been teaching thick-skinned Republicans for years. Good instincts beat the experts every time, and be especially suspicious when everyone seems like an expert. Now Fauci and his cadre of freelance geniuses for hire are showing us all that they don't have the education to admit when they're wrong. What were they looking at? What we're looking at, he says, is a rare victory for sanity in Georgia and Florida, which means, of course, a victory for Trump and, here's the word, Trumpian Republicans who are willing to think for themselves. It should give us hope. It's more than hope. If you follow what Donald Trump says, you go with your gut, you say what it is that you mean, and go do it, you'll be fine. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. He's made politics something that people actually are going to go, say, make a promise and commit and keep the promise. That is a complete departure from the politics of the past. Promise everything, deliver nothing. Has he done everything he's supposed to do? No.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.